We have four or five parks, including Brook Run, one small pocket park, 13 acres. We have the Donaldson Chestnut Homestead, and we have the Dunwoody Nature Center and the baseball, senior baseball field. And in addition to that, we have the culture.
This is Spools. North DeKalb Cultural Arts Center.
Yeah, North DeKalb Cultural Arts Center. The idea of taking over the responsibility for maintaining and taking over the responsibility for managing these facilities was very straightforward. DeKalb County has a budget of some $22 million for managing the parks throughout the county. And the way they normally allocate those expenses are in our negotiations with them on the other IGAs, they've always allocated 5.7% of the expenses to us, and that would represent something in the range of $1.3 million that we would have to pay to maintain the parks. And that's way beyond our budget. And so we're going to take over the maintenance as well as the responsibility for managing the parks going forward. We have the right to do that, and DeKalb County does not have the right to manage a park within the jurisdiction of the city of Dunwoody according to law.
Thank you, Councilman Ross. Yes, John.
I understand the concern that if we allow the county to maintain and operate the parks, they will attempt to overcharge us on the back end. The only other option is allowing the parks to not function at all, and that would hurt our citizens. If we maintain and operate the park, I'd like to immediately evict the work trucks that have been illegally using Brook Run as a parking lot. Since I'm on the subject of evictions, if there are any athletes still being housed by Vernon Jones' sweetheart deal, they can go too. If we'll be responsible for the maintenance of the park, I want every building inspected and documented as to their condition. I want every non-usable building locked up tight so that they are no longer a hazard to the community. Finally, Dunwoody has paid more than our fair share for parkland and park services, and I'm expecting a probably long, drawn-out battle for the ownership of the parks and the balance of the $11.5 million that was promised to Brook Run during the last bond referendum. I'm hopeful that we can go forward in a smooth manner with the county on this matter, but the safety of the park is imminent for us and our citizens. I think if we're going to accept responsibility for the maintenance of the parks, that we should do so properly.
Thank you, Councilman Hennigan. Any other discussion? Yes,
yeah, I'm going to just back up what John said. I toured there with some folks that live near the park, and all those buildings are as bad as the hospital was before they tore it down. Now they're wide open. There's expended ammunition in there. So people are shooting guns, paint cans where people have been doing graffiti or drug paraphernalia and stuff. It's a mess. It's wide open. It's 15 or 20 yards from the dog park. If we're going to maintain a way to right to secure all those buildings too, or force the county to do that, it's a danger.
Thank you, Councilman Taylor. Any other discussion on this? Yes.
Yeah, just without being too redundant here, I think you're exactly right. You know, parks are about the number four issue on the concern of the citizens and the poll we took. So you can see that is. I do not like the idea. Everybody knows that paying for something you don't own. But I also don't want the things become a mess and unsightly. So I guess we will take up that. And I think it's very interesting that they want to charge us $1.3 million when last year we estimated that they spent about $200,000, maybe a little bit more than that, on the parks. So I agree with John completely. I think we ought to be aggressive in our negotiating to get these parks to this property of the city of Dunwoody.
Thank you, Councilman Shortle. Any other discussion on that? Yes.
All right.